Mora's Critique of the Rif. So we said he mentions, yeah. So he sees first things like, he says, Zeh lo yoda mahukfu. What is he saying in this first part? The Balamor didn't understand on what they were kavua. They were kavua in these four psukim. What does it got to do with Balamor? What is he talking about? Balamor? He didn't know. Maybe he did know. I mean, what's the question? Well, you see, but what the Raavad is saying is like this. And this really explains. A lot of times the Gemara says these things are kineged me, kineged me. Well, what does it mean, connected me? Well, why do you always have to do? Why does it have to be connected to anything? You understand? So the Gemara says the four curses are connected to the dollar with Shonos of Gula. What does that mean? The dollar with Shonos on the Gula is because the Torah was written because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that sometime later the Chachamim were going to want to be sacking four curses. It doesn't make any sense. Okay? So what does it mean, connected me? Well, what's the idea of connected me? The answer is like this. The answer is, in every time when the Chacham are misaking something, it's always a dangerous thing. Because it looks as if man is coming along and creating his own mitzvahs. You see, the question, the problem of Baal Teisif, the problem that the Rambam talks about Baal Teisif. So the Chachamim really, what they do is, when they're misaking a mitzvah, they need a matir. What's the matir? The matir is that they're saying all we're doing is we're pointing to, we're making a reference to Torah concepts. That's why we're doing this. So the matir is the four kosos, that's what the Rav says, that the four kosos are connected something. Which means the Chacham wouldn't come along and just make four kosos. Make one kos. What's four? So to give a structure of four of their own accord would be improper. If they wanted to say there should be a kosher chesed, okay, one kosher. It's a, what's four? Why four? So that's what the Rav explains. The reason why it's four is because the Chachamim wanted to minimize the originality of their takan. And on the contrary, they wanted to show that everything is subordinated under Tarash Mechsav. It's an extension of Tarash Mechsav. So therefore, what are they saying? They're saying that we created four in order to highlight, to draw your attention to the fact that there were four Lashonos of Gula. There's a significance to why there's four Lashonos of Gula. You have to learn Torah, you better understand it. But the four Lashonos of Gula are not arbitrary. Nothing in Torah is arbitrary. So therefore, the four kosos, the matir, for the structure of the four kosos, is the fact that they parallel ideas in the Torah. And therefore they point to those ideas. So they highlight, they function to highlight those ideas. That's mother. So that's the way, that's really whatever Chazal say, kineged me, that's what it means. Kineged me, why doesn't it kineged anything? The answer is, you need a matir. You can't, the Chacham minimize. It's an obligation on the part of Chachamim to always minimize and to show that whatever they're doing is just in the service of Torah Shemachsav and Torah Shemalpeh. That's really that's their role, that's their function. Not to create new halachas, that's Lo Sosifu. That's an Issa D'Oraisa. So therefore, whenever that's why by Tefillah says, Kinhani Yitches Kineged Me. It says, Kineged these Hilulim of Dovra Malach. It means concepts, it's reference to concepts. So the structure of a mitzvah needs a matir and has to show that it's subordinated and subsumed under the system of Torah Shemachsav and Torah Shemalpeh. That's the connection. So the Raavad says this Baal Amor didn't understand what it's connected. Because if he did understand what it was connected, that there's a connected me over here, then he would know there can't be a machlekes of Tafan and Lechon. Because either you count four or you count five. You can't have machlokes tonight. Are there four lashonos of gula? Are there five lashonos of gula? There's no room for machlokes. But you see, the correct understanding is that there are four, because there are four lashonos of gula. But the last one, vevesi, is a different kind of a lashon. So Reb Tarfon came along, and he said that there's room to add one more optional one. Because of the base, the Kineged Veveisi. Veveisi is not the Dalashonos of Gula, it's a different lashon already. But there's a makom now to add a fifth kos. You see? So he says, so the Balamor didn't understand the whole idea is going on there. The Rif got it right. Okay. Yeah, but what is the concept really? What's really the concept of kos chamishim? So I think there's a significant idea in kos chamishim. The idea in kos chamishim is like this, that cheros and shira has to be a spontaneous expression. And then the leil of Pesach is a leil of shira. Right. So Shir Chadasha. It's interesting. The Nema, you know, it's an interesting thing. Now just think about it. So the Nema is supposed to be not the Noma, but the Nema all of Shir Chadasha, and that's the Haluka, that's the Halal Mitzri, and in the end you say the Noma all of Shir Chadash, which is again, this is a replication of the Shiras Yamsel. Because the Shiras Yamsel has said Shira on what happened, and then they looked forward to the Shira in the Migdash. And that's exactly what you're doing well Pesach. It's an interesting thing. But what we mentioned before really ties in to the in the Haggadah. The Nema lafana of Shira Chadash is the old Shira Lashon Nekeva. Pregnant means because it's pregnant with tzaras, and the Shira Chadash is Lashon Zachar, because that's the ultimate Shira will not bring into existence tzaras. And that's really Shira Chadash is the ultimate Shira. So it's interesting that you really go back over the same system of the element you replicate the Shira. But anyways, but getting back to this point, so the idea of the kos chamishi, according to the Rif, really is a unique idea. What kind of a concept is it? The concept is that really shira demands spontaneity, but the takonas chachomim ipso facto removes a certain aspect of spontaneity, because you're mechoyev to do it. So it takes away from the spontaneity and the quality of shira. So therefore they created kos chamishi as optional. Maybe that's why it's for sure. Because it can't be a chava. It cannot be a chava. It has to be a reshus, because that gives the person the opportunity to really say, to demonstrate cheros and be shosa kos, and then have a kiyum of sipur and shira, a kiyum in shevach, you see, spontaneously. You see, that's why he says, that's why the Ravitz says that it's a very, very good thing. He says, V'tana kama nami la'ifchus ulo midalska, avo hosef aleim chamishi, it must be, im hosef aleim chamishi, arezem mishubach. V'oma, and that's why it says, ha'olagadol, 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 ha'olagadol. Yeah.
Can also explain why the Rambam said
the Yeshua
wasn't
built as a halal b'chol makom shehir tzeh? That was what I wanted to say. I wanted to say that according, that when the Rambam says, I was always thinking about it, I never could come to a conclusion. When the Rambam says the Yeshua limza of kos chamishi v'loma all of halal agadol, what is he saying? He should do it, he shouldn't do it, it's not a funny kind of thing. But now I see, no, he's encouraging you to do it, but he can't be mechayev, because what kind of a thing is this? What do you mean, the yesh lo lingzo kos chamishi? I mean, what kind of thing is the yesh lo lingzo kos chamishi? Should you do it or shouldn't you do it? Well, was it optional? What if it feels like getting drunk? I mean, what kind of a thing is this? The yesh lo lingzo kos chamishi. And to say how I got it. No, the Rambam is really, is encouraging you, but he can't encourage you too much. Because then it's a chil. So that's a v'yeshlo. In other words, that's the way the Chacham set it up, in a way that he could do it, so he could participate in the spontaneous activity. So they gave you the opportunity. But take a look. It seems to me, somebody pointed out, the Ran seems to say that. See, inami, the mitzvah min ha-muvcho lishtos kos chamishi, v'lom olav ha-olagadol. V'haynu lishtos dom olav ha-olagadol. V'chein matn divrei Rambam zal b'perek achron mehilchos chametz and matzah. Apparently, the Ran understood the Rambam to mean that way. That he's being mishabeach a person that does that. So this is missing Ran. See, so this is he's corroborates what we're saying. He corroborates what we're saying. That's right. Yes. Somebody showed me. The Ran says exactly that idea. So it comes up that kos chamishi is a significant idea. And that's what the Rabbi's saying, that the Balamar was too quick to to criticize the Rif. The Rif's concept is a very good concept.
Yeah.
And if the Balamor would have understood, he said, this is what Rav said, Balamor would have understood. The Keneged means, you would have seen there's no room for Machlokes over here.
Yeah.
It would seem from the Rishonim, I mean, that the Kos Chamishi drinks. It would seem that way. It's the run on the Chav Zainavah in the Rif. Not even though from the Rambam's not Mucha, Rambam's the Yeshua Limzog. He doesn't say about Tzia. But they say, they bring down Tzia also. He's allowed to drink the fifth glass as well. Yep. I said, all right. Ramah says, not like we say. Ramah says, he says, Umishu istinis al toev harbe, listos, yochol listos kos chamishi, the yom olav olav halagel. He's saying a different altogether.
Yeah.
He's saying like it's a, like they gave him a matir. Well, that's just like a lashon of Ramban. Every chol of us a derech. The reza, the ain, he says the old. Yeah, a tamadavar. The new right.
That's what they say.
Like Ramban said. Ela shi'tiru lo kos chamishi v'harichu olav esaderech likros olav ha'olagot. That's a different shot than what's that. That the, that it's simply a matir. That it's a matir, that the kos chamishi is a matir for shesia. I mean, it's a difficult, very difficult shot. And that's probably precisely what the Balamar didn't like, that kind of concept. Say that it's a, what do you mean? It's a, what do you need a matter for? The four causes, four causes. And why? Well, because you're still thirsty, so I'll be thirsty after five causes this, so namely, I'll go to self. I mean, that's it. You can't drink after four causes, you can't drink. What do you mean, a matter to cause Hamishi?
Isn't that the right?
It's a difficult spot,
Isn't that the right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. That's the first part of the run is, that's the first one in the run. The Mratza Lishtos, and Omar of Enel is, the Halah Gadol is a matter of Seah. In other words, they stopped them after four kosos, but they realized that some people they're going to be very thirsty, not going to be happy. So they gave them a matir. If you want to drink more, they gave them a matir. It's a hot spot, very hot spot. Yeah, and that's what the Baal Mor goes on. It says, "Matzasi b'tshuvah l'Rabbeinu Haigayin Zal. L'inyin mishtaya. L'bekos chamishi l'al mishkichim b'gemara da'asim." In other words, that supports his position. The Rav Haigayin. So it says in the Kos Chamishi, we don't find in the Gemara that it's awesome. So that means he's saying that if the person wants to do a Gatafim, there's no reason to stop him because the Chacham didn't say four and no more. You see? So, because if you're going to say there is an absolute Kos Chamishi, what's Rav Haigayin talking about? What is he saying? What does he mean? Of course not. It's a Kiyam. And he says, "Vaday meichel kam minyan maftir nacham matzah afikoma." That definitely, by eating, you can't eat if the matzah afikoma. The chivan the berichna berchus amazon leslam lemeichel midam. You can't eat anything. Well, since he doesn't do that, but anyways, avol mishtaya min hagahi. Yushas bar meyavos, and that means he could drink the kos chamishi. Apparently, that was a minute they drank kos chamishi. So he says, "So you see, elu divrei agoyim zal." So he was saying that's why you can't drink Kos Chamishi, because there is minig in Rishon Lezion, so you can drink Kos Chamishi. So he says, see, there's no Isser after Kos Revi. So that falls in line with the Balamor as that's the Machlokes of Tafim Lechachamim, and he's saying you can do like a Tafim because there's no Isser according to Lechachamim.
Wasn't the question whether that minhag is valid? And
this Kerala was said before, there was an actual minhag. But what the Balamor says, there's no minig like that, because you can't have a minig on a shita tchoya. It doesn't have a kiyum of minig. It's a shita tchoya. One thing you can do, but that's not a kiyum of minig. A minig can't be in a shita tchoya. So now he's like this. So he says, "Midvar v'talamed shezeh shama b'rishami ben gimel adal lo yishta lama b'shvil shalo yishtaker dafka ben gimel adal shalo yafsi kriyas ahalel." Avol acha kos revi shekvar gomar halal im nishtaker lo hitzig v'lo niska. If you get drunk, you didn't gain it, you lose. Okay. V'chein kosev a rabbi shmuel zal. Okay, that's the means of Shmuel Gaon, the Shmuel Nachas Gaon. V'chein nirin ad, I think it means it. V'chein, unless you mean, the Rashbam means? Could be.
No,
it's before the Rashbam. So it must be a Shmuel Ben Chafis. Okay, anyways. But he says, V'chein nirin ad varm, u'mino naktinin, she'ein lo lishtos ben Pesach, lebirchas ha-mazon, below being matzah shebachron lebichso mazon. Mina v'chein yon evam mina akinen she'ein lo lishtos bein pesach lebirchas ha-mazon. That is interesting. Mina akinen she'ein lo lishtos bein pesach lebirchas ha-mazon. Below being matzah shebachron lebirchas ha-mazon. Okay. So he says you can't drink. The issur of drinking bein gimel adal lo yishta is from Pesach to Berchus HaMazon, or from Matzah Shebachrona, meaning the last Kazayas Matzah to Berchus HaMazon, is Manazeh, it's also to drink. Okay? So the question is, where did the Balmar get this from? Balmar says now that the Issa to drink Yayin is only Ben Shlish Levi. Why? Because he shouldn't be Mishtaker, and then he's not going to be able to say how. Right? So the Baal HaMar says, and from this you see that Bizmana bias after Pesach and Bizmana Zeh after what? Bizmana Zeh after Matzah Shebachrona. So there's an Isser Siyah till when? Till after the fourth Kosh. Where did the Baal HaMar get this?
Well, we have to.
And it says Ben Shlish Levi.
He has to play Matzah after Pesach.
What?
He has to apply Matira.
I mean, how does he do that? How does he go from the Yisus Ben Gimel Dalet? How does he start from after the Ashikama? How do you get back that early?
And then you think the reason is because
you can't make it just because the Baal HaMar is concerned that he's liable to be mishtaked and not say how, he can't make up his own zera. The Mishnah says Ben Gimel Dalet. That's it. You can't do it more than that. Yeah. What's the answer? The answer is. That, you see, if you look at the Lashon HaRambam, Lashon HaRambam is interesting. The Rambam says, V'achakach, he says, he says, V'achakach, V'achakach, Nobel Yadam, V'achakach, 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 Mose, Kos, Revi, V'gomar, Lov, Sahala. Okay, Mose. You see, he constantly says, Mose. He says, B'tchila mozgin kos l'chol echad v'echad, u'mavarach bar priya gofen, v'omar lov kiddush hayom, v'zman v'shoser. Right? Then he says, then he has like this, what? Well, where is that? Middle of base. That's it. Umozgin akos hasheni v'kana ben shol. Mozgin. So, what is the significance of the mozgin?
He doesn't say that.
Excuse me? He doesn't mention it, but there's no question it's the same idea. What it means is that apparently the kos begins with meziga. Meziga is a kiyum in kos. The kos, Mezigah is a kiyum in the cheres. That's why the minig is that somebody else pours for you. Where did they get that idea from? If there were no significance to the Mezigah sakos, only siyah sakos, then of course it doesn't make any sense. But you see from the halacha, where the halacha is, that there's a concept of Mezigah sakos is also a part of the kos. The Mezigah, that's a part of the kiyum of the kos shel cheres, begins with creating the kos with meziga. That's a halachic. It's a halachic operation. The meziga is a kos.
That's the way the first man.
What's that?
That's the way the first man
can say before you mosaic. Yes, you mean you need to wait until the mosaic process. The meziga shouldn't take place. That's right. You're right. That's correct. Yeah, that makes sense. That's right. That's the point. That's right. So meziga is a kos is an institution. It's a part of a halachic institution. So really, so when So when does the Kos Shlishi begin? The Kos Shlishi does not begin with Shia. It begins with Meziga. So what the Balamor is saying is that the moment the Kos Shlishi begins, the moment the Zman Meziga Sakos is ushered in, that's the beginning of Kos Shlishi. From that moment on, it's ushered. So that's why it says, after the Kezias Matzah Bachrona, after the Afikoman, so then already, now this Man Mezigas HaKos comes. Oh, now it's Kos Shlishi. Now you can drink anymore. That's the wrong one. Okay? With regard to Afikoman. Pirshu, Bishami, Pirshu. I'm sorry, Vahadasnan, back in the Balamor. Vahadasnan. Okay, it's about 10 lines now. Vahadasnan, after Nacha Pesach Afikoman. Right? Aim after Nacha Pesach Afikoman, Yeshe Pirshu Tamo Shel Dovar Kidei Shehe Pesach Nechal Arasova Ukidei Shehe Yomar Lov Halel Bekeres Molet Meleo Uvi Yerushalmi Pirshu Matam A Pesach Nechal Arasova Kidei Shele Yovel Deshvir Soetzen Vechein Var Isi B'Megillah Storm La Ben Anisim. Okay, so he says some explain it that what, besides Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says Kos Shvir Setzim, but the other ones explain it why. Kidei sheyehei ha-pesach nechal al-asovam, u-kidei sheyomar olav esahaleo bekeres maleo. Okay, so two reasons. There are two reasons incorporated here. One is kidei sheyehei ha-pesach nechal al-asovam, which means that what, that they hold it as a kiyum in Achilas HaPesach, that Achilas HaPesach should not be in Achilas, should not be in Achilas Shel Taiva. Okay? It should be a special Achila. It should have a special kind of a Maisa. A Maisa Mitzvah. And if it's in, it's an interesting thing. It means Pesach, yes. That's one reason. In other words, they're saying, why do they aser after Pesach Afikoman? So the one reason is because if they wouldn't aser to eat after the Korban Pesach, so then the person wouldn't eat the Pesach HaLasova. Because they know they can eat later, so they'll eat the Pesach together, get rid of the mitzvah, so to speak, and get it over with, and then they'll enjoy themselves. You see, that was a big thing over here. That was part of the thing that the idea was that people have that tendency. They want to do the mitzvah, and then we'll get into it, they'll have some fun. So therefore, they asked the achila after the Pesach. So now they can't do that. So now they have to eat first, and the Pesach has to be nechal al-asovah. So that shita holds that the Pesach must be nechal al-asovah. Must be Nechal al-Asova, so that's why the Masakin, you can't eat anything after the Korban Pesach. In order to be Nechal al-Asova, yes. He says, U'kidei, and he says another reason, Kidei sheyomru olav esahalel, bekeres maleo. So what does that mean? So that means that the Shira, that two things. It means that the halel has to relate to the Korban Pesach. And how does the halel relate to the Korban Pesach? Because of the fact that the Korban Pesach was just Nechal, so therefore there's a tziruf between the Korban Pesach and between the Amiras HaHalal. The Amiras HaHalal relates to the last thing he ate. There's nothing mafsik between the Achilas HaPesach and HaHalal. And also he says it should be Bekeres Maleo. So apparently the whole actually is three elements here. Keres Maleo means that the Shevach Vahodol HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be really in a certain way, the person is in a state of Sviya. In a state of Sviya. Is Vachalta Vasavata Varachta. Apparently he holds that this Vachalta Vasavata Varachta is not just Halachim Brichas HaMazon, but it's a prototype. It's a prototype for Shevach Vodah. That a person, when a person is in a survey, so then that's the moment, that's the time that he, that's right, that's the time that the Kiyum Mahalel is a greater Kiyum. Is a greater Kiyum if the person is in a state of satiety. Is he satiated? State of satiety is the proper state for Shevach Vodah. That's Vachalta V'Savata V'Rachta. So therefore, there's three things, three elements here. One element is that the Pesach must be Nechal Alasova. That's one. Two, there shouldn't be a hefsik between the Amiras HaHalel and the Korban Pesach, because the Halel is Nemar. It is Nikra LaPesach. It's Nemar LaPesach. So therefore, in order to relate the two, there shouldn't be a mafsik. And third, the third tium is that the Halel is if, for instance, the person would just eat the Korban Pesach and just say Halel, so then, I mean, then if he'd still be hungry, if the person still was hungry, so then it would lack in the Shevach Vodah. It would lack in the Shevach Vodah. Three elements, he says. Three elements. Because these three, in other words, what he's saying is that the reason that the Takana, that's, in other words, he's not just explaining the reason for the Takana. Because for the reason for the Takana, you just say one. All you have to say is what? Is Nechal HaSavah, so that's why they asked it. They don't have to look for more. But what he's saying is that really there's three tiyumim in this Takana. A maftir nacha pesach afikoman has three tiyumim. As a tiyum of Nechal HaSavah, a tiyum of tziruf between Halel and what? And Pesach. And the third tiyum is it's an additional tiyum in Shevach that he says it out of satiety, out of satiation. That's a special kind of a tiyum. That's the Chalkos of the Rachba. So it's three kiyumim in the mitzvah. See, I mean, he's right. I mean, the way it's right, in other words, when you explain something, it's not an, if you just want to explain what prompted the Chachamim, I mean, that's not fully limud. I mean, limud should explain more than that. Limud, not just trying to explain, give an answer why the Chachamim, made a takana. Okay, so he gave an answer. But he wants to show you really what this takana involves. This three kiyumim takana, so you have to express the three kiyumim. It's not just, in terms of limud, it's not enough just to answer the question why they made the takana. That's a good question, but you answer the question, say goodbye, I answer the question. It's a matter of understanding the significance of the takana. The ramifications are the kiyumim of the takana. So that's why he explains there are three kiyumim, basically. That's what he holds. That's what that sheet holds. So, of course, the question is like this. The question is, why is it that when it comes to matzah, we say that matzah should be nechal teyavon? On the contrary, that's what the Chum created in Nisar on Erev HaPesach. And when it comes to Pesach, however, we hold exactly the opposite. That should be nechal HaSavon. Why is that so? See, the answer is based on what the Rav mentioned. I mentioned the Rav many times. The difference between Lashon HaRambam by Matzah and Lashon HaRambam by Pesach. By Matzah, he says, Misha Ochal Kezayas Yatzah, and by Korban Pesach, he says, Ve'im lo Ochal Ala Kezayas Yatzah. So by Matzah, he says, Misha Ochal Kezayas, because that's it. Once you eat Kezayas, finish with the mitzvah. But by Korban Pesach, he says, Ve'im lo Ochal Ela Kezayas. Means, but if he wants to eat more, every achil is a kiyum. Every achil, because the halacha is the Korban Pesach has to be nechal. There's a halacha in the Korban Pesach being a nechal. It's not just a halacha, because in other words, when a person eats the Korban Pesach, it means that the Korban finds its ultimate designation. Korban has designation. So where is its designation? In achilah. By matzah, you can't speak of a designation. It's not the halacha when a person bakes the matzah, that the matzah is designated for this person's stomach. I mean, there's matzah. So matzah is just an abstract maisa mitzvah, like netilas lulav. Happens to be, instead of netilas achilah. But it's just an abstract maisa mitzvah. So when it's an abstract maisa mitzvah, so the more you show the person wants to do it, so the greater is the hidah. The person wants to do the mitzvah. So that's the greater, that is a greater hidah. But Korban Pesach is more complex. See, Korban Pesach, of course, is a Maisa Mitzvah, but it's more than a Maisa Mitzvah. The halacha is, it's a kiyum. The Achilas Kodshim demands a certain designation. And where is the designation over here? It's in the person's consumption. The consumption is the goal of the designation. is designated for human consumption. So the consumption itself is a fulfillment. Not just a maisa mitzvah, it's a fulfillment in terms of the chefza shel korban. You see, the chefza shel korban finds its fulfillment when it's being consumed by another, by Yisrael. You see? So therefore, it's a different kind of a situation. So the halacha is, now you're dealing with the korban as a chefza, as an entity that is supposed to be a vehicle of a kiyam mitzvah. You see, in terms of its designation. So over here, teyavon is no good, because then you're taking away from the kiyam and the chefza of mitzvah, because then it's becoming a vehicle of the taivas adam. You see. There, Taivas Odom is a Tati Desasri to the concept of the Kiyum and the Chefza of Kochim. Because the Kochim has a Kiyum and the Chefza, and now you're just using it for your own Taiva, that's a Tati Desasri. So really, the Kiyum Korban overrides any kind of... It's not significant now. Now more significant is that the Korban shouldn't be a vehicle of Taivas Odom. You see, on the contrary. So therefore, it must be Nechal HaLasovah. But by Matzah, it's just some abstract Maisa Mitzvah. So you want to show that you're eager to do the Maisa Mitzvah. So when you're more hungry, you're more eager. So that's the Hida Mitzvah. But over here, it's a complex Mitzvah. It's a Maisa Mitzvah, of course, but the Cheftza has a Kiyum. And Kochim has to be... Kochim has a purpose and a designation. It can't be used for anything else. The person, Yisra'an Noah by Kochim is not because of Yisra'an Noah, it's because you're taking away from his designation. So therefore, since it's a chefza with designation, so the more the person's taiva is satisfied, the less you're demonstrating the chashivos of the chefza. Matzah is no chashivos in the chefza of matzah. It's just a vehicle of Maisa Mitzvah, lulav. It's like, It's just an object. But the when you have the chefts of kochim, that's why Allah is really the Allah is that many hold all kochim's nechal al masal, right? All kochim's nechal al masal, right? Yeah. Because that's Allah in the chefts. Because it's Allah in kochim in general. Because Allah is that in kochim you can't use it, should not be used as a vehicle of your own taiva. It should be used purely as a vehicle of mitzvah. The law is kashmir requires shmira. It has chashivas to the chefza. So, if an object where the chashivas is in the chefza, if it's used as a vehicle of taiva, it's a tarti desasri to the chefza. Yeah, Rabbi Rosenthal wanted to say we said that we showed that the mitzvah of matzah is really a concept of matzah is a privation. The chefza is a chefza of privation. I gave all that, but the Rosalind wanted to say that when Rashi says, they all ask, how come Rashi also heated mitzvah by his achilah over here? Because where do you find heated mitzvah? Heated mitzvah always in the chefza. The Ram says chibah mitzvah, so that's no problem. But Rashi says heated mitzvah. Heated mitzvah always in the chefza. So Rabbi Rosalind wanted to say that since the chefza of matzah is a privation, so it's a privative. So therefore, the hungrier the person is, the more the demonstration of deprivation of lechem is manifest. Okay, this mentioned Agamor. So that's the Shittas Balamor. But the I'm sorry, that's Shittas Balamor quotes. But the Balamor himself does not like it. Okay, as nice as it is, he doesn't like it because he likes the Yashami. The Yashami says Matam Pescha Nechal Al Sova Kidei She Yovel Dei Shvirus Etzim. Purely practical halacha. And you shouldn't come to break the bones. So if you're hungry, you'll break the bones. If you're not hungry, you won't. That's the way it is. Okay. All right. Now, nicely good. The ein tam zeh maspik lanu l'masha shaninu ein maftiu nachapeh hanafikam zagumar de lanu min lanu bayach hamatzah the kivin lo nafish taimor mefakeach lo. Elo acha pesach salkedai techamino kibun nafish taimei emalom afakeach lei kemashmalan almi mishum fikuche taimahu. Okay, so he says the Gemara disagrees with what they're saying.
Because the Gemara says that the Gemara has a question of whether it's a HaPesach or a HaMatzah. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara first says that the Mishnah holds the Maftir HaPesach, but if the Matzah is Yemaftir, right? So the Gemara says, no, it's just the opposite. That if a Maftir HaPesach, which is Nafish Taimei, so Kavakom HaMatzah, which is not Nafish Taimei, right? So he says, so, but according to this chat, that should be nechal or asova. It shouldn't be a hefsik between amiras hal and achila, and also that it should be the keres malaya in terms of that. So what does it got to do with all this? What does it got to do with fakech taimas? Don't do with it. So this is the Gemara's against this job. Nice job, but the Gemara's against it. Okay. As a matter of fact, I mean what the Gemara is saying is that it applies to matzah equally as to Pesach. And if he's saying imaftinach haPesach. But according to this pshat that the Balamar just quoted, it's not true. Kavacham is not true altogether. Because Acha Pesach, because it's Nechol Asov and Hal, you don't say Hal Amatzah, you say Hal Pesach, and because of the Kriyas Hashbi. So these reasons don't apply. I mean, in other words, the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense according to this pshat. Because what's Gemara saying? Mefteinach haPesach, Kavacham Acha Matzah. It has nothing to do with it. According to this pshat, it's only Pesach. It's only Pesach because Pesach is not halal itself and not matzah, and because you say the halal. So obviously these reasons the Gemara didn't hold from. Otherwise the Gemara couldn't say yekal v'chama matzah. Matzah has nothing to do with it. Okay.
Sure,
Satan. He didn't get to that. Okay, nicely yes. So he says v'yesh l'shol. So the Balamar says v'yesh l'shol. It says this itself requires that we question. What do we care really if the tam is gone, is dissolved? I mean, after eating, and nearly tam dava zeh, nearly tam dava zeh, ketam she'amu b'shias yayin shebein kos gimel adalad shelo yafsid kriyas ahala. He says, it was very tight, very hard to eat there, uncomfortable. Nirolonu mizeh ki mitnei docha kamakom hayitzrichem losos min kolomon achachi losos miyad volum larosh gageyam lomar sahala. Okay, leficha choshnam chachom shlo yishkechu min lomar sahala. Lekach osru lahaftir afikomon shlo lefakeach tama pesach. Vin higu adover aflo achachub na bayis b'matzah zeicha lemigdash im aftir nacha matzah afikomon. They said bezisah pischo v'halela paki beigra. So in other words, they ate the Pesach and then they went up in the on the roof. So it's like this. So he says that they ate the Pesach from the menachoma because you're not allowed to eat outside. Then it was very tight and uncomfortable. So then they went up to the Rosh Hagag to say hello. So the Chachamim were afraid over here that what? That they'll forget about the challah. In other words, because since they ate in a tight spot, so now they really want to get over it. So then what are they going to do? So they'll go up on the roof and they'll start eating. So they'll start eating on the roof. So they'll start enjoying themselves and eating, and then they'll forget about the challah altogether. So therefore, the Balamar says that's the idea that the Tama Pesach should be Beficha. If they're not allowed to eat afterwards, and the Tama Pesach is Beficha, so then they won't forget to say Ha'ol. They'll remember the Ha'ol because they'll be hungry and they'll want to eat, but then they'll remember the Tama of the Pesach. So therefore, they'll remember to say Ha'ol. So that's what he says the reason. He says that's the reason. It has nothing to do with Nechal HaSova. Of course, he holds. What about the Shalom? He says Nechal HaSova and Neshvir Satsum. What about that? The Nechal HaSova and Neshvir Satsum. So what about that? He agrees. It's different halacha. It has nothing to do with this. Yeah, Nechal HaSova and Neshvir Satsum is fine.
So it has to be Nechalasav. But well, why did they ask it afterwards? That was Nechalasav. There's no reason to make a takana. The takana was it should be Nechalasav. Fine, people will listen to that. Now, what's next? Why do you have to ask it afterwards? So the reason you have to ask it afterwards is because it's tight over there, so they'll just do it. They'll just eat enough that it should be Nechal HaLasav, and then they'll eat the carbon, and then they'll say, okay, let's get on the roof and relax a little bit. Get up on the roof, they'll start eating and drinking, and that'll be the end of it, and then forget about hell. But this way, they can't eat and drink, so they can't engage themselves in another activity, and the Tama Pesach is always there as a reminder, so they'll know, that's it, we're going to say, that's hell. And that's what the Balmar says. That's the Balmar's way of understanding the whole concept of a lot of Einaftir Nacha Pesach Afikama. Sounds like a historical approach, huh? Okay. Yeah, no, Putney's right. He asked, according to Balmar, so you should encourage them to eat after Hal. Because then they'll want to eat Hal so they can eat, and that's exactly what the Balmar holds. You can eat after Hal, they can eat. But if we stop here, the Balamar's objection against the previous pshat is going to be against himself as well, correct? Because the Gemara says that Ein Maftir Nacha Pesach Afikama. So, but matzah, acham matzah, is kal v'chomer, right? But according to Balamar, what's the acham matzah? There's no, there's nothing to do with matzah, basically, correct? So there was no room for Bisman Shabbos Mitzvah. There's no room for Maftir Nacha Matzah Afikama, because after the Pesach he couldn't eat anything. It was not possible. So where is the Gemara coming in with Pesach Kal V'Chomer Matzah? I mean, there's no Shaychus. So
which matzah
is talking about? I mean, which matzah? It can't be the matzah Bisman Shabbos Mitzvah because they're saying Maftir Nacha Pesach. So what matzah? Now we'll eat matzah after that, right? Yeah. So the Balamar says like this. So now the Balamar says, then he got dovar af lacha korban abayis v'matza zecha l'migdash ein maftir nacha matza afikama. Yup. Okay, this already, I wish the Balamar would speak a little more of here. What is that? How do you get out of discussion? Gemara's kufi tazim beis. Has the Balamar fit this in? There's only one answer to this, and that is that the Balamar has to learn that Matir Nacha Pesach Afikoman means Bisman Shabbos Hamikdash Erekayim. Bisman Shabbos Hamikdash Erekayim, so they didn't ask him matzah after Pesach, because it's our matzah simram yachlu. So therefore, the person could either be gomer as achila with Pesach, or could be gomer as achila with matzah. So all the Gemara is saying is that ein maftir nacha Pesach afikam on. If he was gomer sedasa with Pesach, so then he can't eat. But let's say he was gomer sedasa with matzah, so then maybe he can eat. You see? So the Gemara says, no, on the contrary. If he's gone with Sudas with Pesach, there's more reason to say that he should be able to eat. Because it's the Tam Befiv, so he'll remember to say Hal more. But Matzah doesn't have much Tam, so we'll not remember to say Hal. So you see, if they made the Gzer by Pesach, it's Kal V'Chomer by Matzah. That's the way after the Balamar. That's so the Gemara is to be explained as Manshe Beis Hamikdash Erekayim. That's what he's like. In Maftir Nacha Pesach Afikoman, so the Gemara says, but what about if he's Gomer, what about the last thing he ate was matzah? So then he's allowed to? She says, no, on the contrary. The Mishnah is telling you the easier case. And you can derive the more stringent case. The easier case is in Maftir Nacha Pesach, because there's Tam B'Fitz, so you think there's no room for Gzera. Matzah Kavachama. That's what the Balmar has to be learned. Can't say any other way. That's what the Balmar has learned. Now the Balamar says, but Bismana says a different story. Bismana Zay holds the reason why we do Bismana Zay is because in Higua Dova Aflacha Korbna Bias, the Matzah, Zaycha Lamigdash, Shem Afinacha Matzah Fikoma. So you say, listen, I think he's Zaycha Lamigdash on the contrary, Shem Afinacha Matzah Fikoma, just like in the base of Mikdash that you're not maftir. Right, Acha Matzah Afikoma, you see the little command there. I don't know whether the command belongs or not, but the fact that it's there shows something. Means that just, in other words, because we hold in Maftirin, it's not command, because it's not like a mandoma, but
It's like that halacha. That in Maftir Nacha Matzah Fikalman Bizman Abayis, so now also they did Zechel Migdash. Just like that at the time of the Migdash in Maftir Nacha Matzah Fikalman, so Bizman is also in Maftir Nacha Matzah Fikalman. That's what he's saying. That's what the Rish is saying.
Because
Nafish Tameh means, because the Gemara says, and Chum, like Rashi says, that meat is a very strong time. That's why you have to wait 6 hours, because the digestive process it takes a long time, besides fat, and the person senses that they ate for a long time. Matzah, you don't have to sense the one. So that's what the Gemara says, that on the contrary, that Pesach and Kavach on Matzah. But now the Balamar says that they were manhig after the Churban, Zechel HaMikdash, just like in time of the Mikdash, you didn't even have to know how much of the comments, and now 20 have to know how much of the comments. In other words, you see, now you see the Balamar's next piece follows straight through. See? It's like this. He says, and he meant no matter what, Aval Lot, it's not yet from the Tzos and Yoklu, why he bought a doctor of Pesach, Shiloh Yeh HaPesach, and Nechel B'Shnei Mekomos, they long came to Matzah. You see? Why is he saying that? Why is Eilon came to Matzah? Because he's not saying that the reason Eimachtir Nacham Matzah become on this man is because the Matzah is the Pesach. It's just because in the time of the Beis HaMikdash is Eimachtir Nacham Matzah become on. So how could you say? So he says, so now it's impossible to say that there's a problem of Shtei Chaburis over here. Because the Matzah is not a carbon Pesach. It's just because of his mana bias. You see? Should be, he means that the matzah should be a zechel l'migdash. The matzah should be like a korban pesach. So v'chazil or whatever. I mean, the suda should be nechel shnei mekomos. Whatever. He holds it's outlandish. It's too far fetched. He says v'ani yama ma'is the bayv rav b'shoyim masa shonahi. A little pesach machloek shonah. Whether they're speaking about pesach or speaking about in general brachas masa. So that's what he says. He holds like Brachas HaMazon. Okay. So therefore he holds that Brachas HaMazon, and if you fall asleep, it's a problem. In terms of Esau. In the middle of Esau. That's the Balamar Shita. Okay. Zeh sheshanina Rabbi Yossi yom nisnam nu yochlu nidl mo lo yochlu. Ve'ein la maisa iya. Then that says, nisnam nu yochlu nidl mo lo yochlu. It's a question. It's a question of if they fall asleep in the middle of a suit, it's a question of Bechsa Mazda. If you got to know, Ein Lamaisa Shalabaya Shum Shrach Bedibit Bar Matzah. Aval Mashi is Kiruah Lefirish Mishnaseinu, Ela Mashi is Kiruah Lefirish Mishnaseinu, Vechein Arif Lo Chosh Lo Kosho, the Ein Lamash Gichem Bachilas Matzah, the Mitznam Neem Velobim Velobim Omen Yida. Va'al Kol Maz No Issa Pasei on Nachilas Matzah Sleeping. Bakol mashkas rif b'man de boy lechuchi betray plas bati hechi of it ain onu kumokim mashkichen meyachas shapirash nutami mafkina chapesa vachamatzah pikomash lo yishkach melomas ahalel achas komas hal malon olav b'chol mashiyaso v'imachom matzah v'chozer v'chol kol alayla ma very biyada onu ain lenu ala kumachol matzah baltach ochomet ala baltach ochomatzah minayin lanu. Okay? You see, so there we mentioned he has two critiques. One critique is the old one, that basically it's because he's mafti nacha matzah tekamim, zechel migdash. It has nothing to do with the matzah being a cheftah shel pesach, and can't be nacha b'shnei mekamim. That's one. But then he says, the tam adavar for maftirin is because of how. So therefore, you have to be ochel now, like you do bizman shebez migdashirikayim. Just like over there, you don't need it for the matzah, right? So the matzah also, you don't, because of the hal. But this manch besh mirish kaim, after hal you can eat. So he says, so after hal, what's wrong? You can do whatever he wants. So there's no problem. The riff has all problem. If a guy wants to make a seder in two different houses, what does he do? Because the riff holds that you can't eat after the afikoman. There's the whole thing. So he says, there's no problem. He can eat as much as he wants, whatever he wants. As long as he said hal. Once he said hal, was zechel migdash, that's the end of it. There's no afikoman anymore. Okay? Yeah. The Rif says clearly that you can't eat anything after the Yachidom. So the Balamar says that the whole thing's wrong. The whole luck is wrong. And there's no problem. He can eat as much as he wants.
If you take a look carefully, we're medayek in the lashon of the Balamor, because he says that v'emachal matzah v'chazer rochav kol alayla ma'aver b'yada. And now he goes like this. Then he says, "Anu ein lano v'kumachal matzah baltach v'chametz." Have a baltach matzah minayim. What does he have to say that for? What do you mean baltach matzah minayim? It's not just a matzah point of view. It's not just to eat anything. He says, "V'hachin no galma kolishne kamer the bus is achlin kol midgenei u'minei gepiri." Achlin b'sof kizayis matzah de mintero v'lo tomin l'basa hachim klum. Okay? Yeah. So he says, well, tomin l'basa hachim klum. So it's not just nisa matzah. What is Balma bringing over here nisa afilas matzah for? So we say, well, we say it's like this. That was based on the shiur that we had before Yontif. Again, for Yantav, we said that the halacha by matzah, according to the, is really that the achilas matzah and the issa chametz are both the kiyum and the gavra. That the gavra is mufrash and muvdal from chametz, but the kiyum is expressed in two ways: in one way in the issa achilas chametz, and the other way in the achilas matzah. Because matzah itself is a privilege; it's a substance that's been prevented from reaching lechem. Full-fledged lechem. So therefore, we said that's a kiyum of achilas matzah all Yom Tov long. Because whenever you eat matzah, it's a manifestation of the, you're not mechoyev to, but whenever you eat matzah, it's a kiyum in the gavra of being a muvdal. So it's a kiyum of being a muvdal from chametz, because it's a privation. It's a chetzer, it's a privilege. So therefore, that's what the Baal Mori is at. You see, the Baal Mori is that because the Baal Mori says, how is it possible? That's why he's upset. He says, how can you say that the Chachom created an issue to do a mitzvah? He came a mitzvah, but Leil Pesach. He says, Anu ein lano ela Yisra Achilas Chometz, or Kumachol Matzah, Avala Yisra Achilas Matzah, where do we find? You see? Ava Baltach or Matzah? He says, how could it, Balach or, he says, Ava Baltach or Matzah minayin lano? Where do you see such a, that's really, you see what was disturbing the Balamah. That the story of the Baal Mori was the behind the scenes question. Namely, that if you're going to say the Chacham instituted a Nisra of Achila for the Achikoman, you're saying that they were Mavatlakim Doraisa. This is the Kiddush. I mean, true, Chacham Yishka, Chacham Laka, Dovin, the Pebashev, Al Tasa. But you don't just go around saying that unless you have a good right, you have to say that. Otherwise, it's a strange thing that the Chachamim, for an insignificant, seemingly relative to the mitzvah, say the kiyum asay, because of the chashash, so therefore they're going to be mavat with kiyum asay, you can't do such things. Chacham don't do, the chacham don't act that way. So therefore he's against, that's his point, you see. And basically he corroborates that with the next line. It's interesting. He gets around it very easily, because he says there's no issur on the chilas matzah, because as soon as you finish halal, you can eat matzah all you want. It's just Zechel and Migdash that until you say Hallel, yes, but they never were, they never interfere with the king of Isa. Because you see, you have to say Hallel. You can't eat matzah while they're saying Hallel. So you have to say Hallel. But if you say Hallel, then you go back to Achila. Balamar singles out matzah. He doesn't care if you can't eat fruit. Okay, so then he said a Chomez Mezatan. But to stop matzah, that they couldn't do. I mean, they could do it if they had to, but you can't say that so lightly. For what? You have to have a serious reason for that. Okay. So now the Baal Mor goes on. Baal Mor says, the Yesha Sholim Bachilas Matzah Matam Ingon Mavochim Allah Kol Zayin Kemosh Mavochim Allah Sukha Kol Zayin Dogam Mina Me'adodi Shalaylo HaRishon HaChovah Mekan Ve'elach Roshuz Bein B'matzah Bein B'sukha. Lashon Rambam is exactly like that. Lashon Rambam and Sukha says exactly like B'matzah. Kedisa Pekayoshan. So this again is corroborates what we said. That matzah is really a privative. So the chiyuv to do it is only the first night, but you can't take away the character of the expression, because the Torah already set down that achilas matzah is a kiyum of richuk. So not machoyev to demonstrate that richuk except the first night. But if a person does it all week long, it has to be a kiyum, because it's an institution that's been set up by the Torah system. So you must say it's a kiyum. So he says just like by sukkah. So why don't you make a bracha there also? The Eid of Baal Mor is a strange reason. He says, Yesh la'ashir, l'fi sh'odam yachol b'sh'or ha'ayyamim, La'amod below achilas matzah. Be a nizin ba'oriz v'dochu. The person will be able to eat other things. Mashayin came b'sukkah. Shayin yochal la'amod below shina gimel yomim. Ruchayev lishan b'sukkah u'letayel ba'o. Vayin d'amrin b'shabbos. Per gabalaza. Matzah v'chol machshirei adokim is b'shabbos d'ver loza. Menolei l'rabalaza ha. In yisukkah mal sukkah shkin egis b'la'akim yomim. Zeh tam shemavachin ala sukkah kol zayin. Vein mevachin ala matzah kol shiva. The tam nochanu. What kind of tam is that? Sorry, it's my tam. I mean, because the thing is, because it doesn't sound like a lachik tam altogether. I mean, just because you can't sleep, that's just the way a person's built. I mean, it's physiology. What's it got to do with the mitzvah? In terms of the mitzvah, there's no difference. If you make a bracha on one, you should make a bracha on the other. You know what I mean? It's a strange kind of reasoning. It just so happens you can't sleep. You can't go three days without sleep, so you can have to sleep yourself. Fine. Matzah, you can get away with it. Your body can eat, you're satisfied. You can live on fruit for months. I mean, you don't need matzah. Okay, fine. So what? What's it got to do with the bracha? So all week you can live on fruit. Fine. You eat rice, fruit, whatever. But the thing is, the bottom line is, I mean, what's it got to do with the bracha? Bracha is based on the mitzvah, not based on physiology. It's possible to say on the surface that the Balamor is saying that bracha only relates to a certain kind of a mitzvah. A mitzvah that is incumbent, that has a certain prevalence in an individual's life. A maisa mitzvah which has a certain prevalence in his life. You see, but a maisa mitzvah, which is it's optional. You can do it or you can leave it. That doesn't want bracha. Because bracha is the relationship between the gavra and the maisa mitzvah. So maisa mitzvah, you can take it or leave it, doesn't have the chashivas that bracha requires. But a maisa mitzvah, which is a necessary part of his existence, then he's chayav in the bracha. That's what you could say on the surface. But the balamor. He brings it that Rabbi Elazar's matzah v'chol machshirei adokenes haShabbos divrei Rabbi Elazar menolei Rabbi Elazar ha'im misukah no raya because malas sukah shekina egis belelos kiviyomim. He says brings it right from there. So you see, it's a deraisa. It's not just a halacha b'negeya to brach, but he's mentioning b'negeya to being dokes haShabbos. And also, he says a latayel bar. Why does he add a latayel bar? What is that for? If he wants to say that sleep is a kind of an activity which is mandatory and it's chashuv because you're going to have to encounter it, and that warrants a bracha. And those brachas are based upon such a kind of a thing. Okay, but why does he have to introduce a latayel bar? So it shows you there's something more here. Yeah, that's it. In other words, it means like this. It means that since a person can't go for three days without sleeping, so therefore the mitzvah, since that's the nature of man, so when the Torah says Basukas Teshu Shivas Yamin, and the first night is a chovah, it means the first night is a chovah, but the mitzvah sukkah by definition has got to be a kviyas kol shiva. Has got to be a kviyas kol shiva. But since a person can't go 3 days without sleep, so of necessity, the mitzvah demands, you must say that this mitzvah demands that he be kavua b'sukkah kol shiva. That's why he has a latayel bar. Because that's what he means. He means once the nature of the mitzvah is, it's a different, it's true, it's based upon human physiology. But the fact is that since the nature of man is such, the mitzvah is geared according to his nature. So the mitzvah is—it's not a locha that it's not a locha that he's that the first night you're mechuyev to do the mitzvah sukkah, but the rest of the week it's optional. It's optional. It's optional on an individual activity, you could say it's optional. Like if I want to go eat an apple, so I'm not mukhi gansu. I have a right to eat the apple outside of supper. But since a person can't go 3 days without sleep,
So that means that of necessity, the nature of the mitzvah, lasukas teshvu, has to do with the way he lives, with his nature. So it means he must be koveya himself, kol shiva basukah. So the mitzvah saseh, it's man, the mitzvah over there is to be kavua basukah. So whenever he walks into the and kavua basukah is kol shiva. His kviyas is kol shiva every minute, kol shivas. The mitzvah is to be kaveh himself basukah. So when he does an individual activity of yeshiva basukah, it's a kiyum in the kviyas kol shiva. It's a kiyum. In other words, he must have a kviyas kol shiva. And an individual act, it's true, an individual action, he could either eat in the sukkah or he could eat outside the sukkah. If he doesn't eat a sukkah, let's say, for instance, he wants to eat peros. So it's true on an individual basis he could eat outside the sukkah. But when he eats in the sukkah, it's not just a halacha in a maisa achila. It's a halacha in his kviyas kol shiva. So it becomes part of his kviyas kol shiva. That's why it says a latayoba. Because if a person would be such that they don't need to sleep, so then you'd say basukas teshu shivasyon. I mean, it's optional. It's if he wants it, if he doesn't want it. But since the nature of man is such that he can't go 3 days without sleep, so it means he has to have a makom kviyas. That's a given. He has to have a so when the Torah says basukas teshu shivasyon, it must mean, it has to mean that this kviyas of the Adam must be over here. So to say the mitzvah says kviyas kol shiva. Okay, so therefore, if he walks in, whatever he does now in the sukkah, you see, there's mashma from the balamor. The balamor make a bracha just on even mintalos. Mashma, even mintalos on make a bracha. And that's why he is too, because what he's saying is that whatever you do is a manifestation of the kviyas kol shiva. It's a manifestation of the kviyas kol shiva. So therefore, since the mitzvah is kviyas kol shiva, so every individual activity that is a kiyum in kviyas kol shiva, and the kviyas kol shiva is mandatory, chayav in a bracha. That's what the Baal Maaseh says. So the Tam Nachan is there. That's what he's saying. It's not optional. It's mandatory. But not the individual action has to be mandatory. A bracha is only where it's mandatory. If it's optional, not mechayav. Like matzah. Not mechayav, because mechayav is matzah. But where it's mandatory doesn't necessarily mean the specific is mandatory. It means generically it's mandatory. In other words, that the mitzvah is kavua kol shiva. Every activity that you do is a component of the kiyum of kviyas kol shiva, and the kviyas kol shiva is mandatory. So therefore it's chayav in a bracha. That's what the Baal Maaseh. Yeah, well, we mentioned before, one of the other sheet, why it should be Keres Malaya, because the Chaldos about the Racha. Because the Ramban, the Rav, I believe, quoted the Ramban once. The Ramban says over there that the Chaldos about the Racha is not really a mitzvah, it's forecasting the future. You'll come to the land, and then Vachalta, and then Vachavata, and naturally Vachalta, some Shemur Kecha. It's telling you what you will do. So therefore, you see from that pasuk that the state of Sviya brings about Shevach Vadar. That's correct. The others mentioned also that Hal should be have a spontaneity. So therefore, Vachalta Savata, when he feels like doing it, that adds to the character of spontaneity. Okay, so we're left off is the tape portion, by the way. The Sfiras Oma Yesh Yesholim Mat Tameinim Ayinon Om Bozman. Alright, famous question. Okay, so basically the Baal Amari asks how many questions? Three questions. One, why don't we say Zman, Shechiyano, by Sfiras Oma? And also, why don't we do the Sfiras Oma without a bracha? The Yom Tov Sheni, just like by Sukkah we say. Yisuvi Yasvinim Bruchel Mavachinim. So I'm in Suffolk, we should do that.
Okay. Because we say that Birkas HaSukkah is Omedes Keneged Kiddush HaYom. We're going to Birkas HaOmer Omedes Keneged Kiddush HaYom. And yet we'll be attached to the Sasri between saying Sfiras HaOmer and Kiddush. So why don't we do without a bracha? Yep. Nimni the liver. Now just like over there, Birkas HaSukkah would be attached to the Sasri to Kiddush, because Kiddush is saying Yom HaShvi. And Birkas HaSukkah, he's saying Yom HaShmini, I'm sorry, Shmini says. And Birkas HaSukkah is saying is Yom HaShvi. So over here also, why don't I say that the bracha on Sfiras HaOmer is really a tie to the Sasri with Kiddush of Leil Sheni. With Kiddush of Leil Sheni. Yep. Vod, my time in myself from Shtei Sfiras, Misafik. Kmo Shana was from Shnei Yom Tov Misafik. He says, oh, we should count two Sfiras. Okay. Yep.
Why is two Sfiras?
Because you don't know which day it is. So, therefore, the second, the first night you should count one. The second night you should count one and two. And then two and three, all the way to the end. Okay? Yes, how many questions you got? One is man. Second is why isn't the bracha of Sfiras HaOmer tied to the Sasri to what? To the Kiddush of Leil Sheni. Two. Three, why don't we count two Sfiras in the Safek? Safek of the Yama. Okay. And four, is that it? That's it, three questions.
Yeah.
Therefore, yes, all these questions. Uqualo shel dovah. Ein lanu lahachmir b'sfiras ha'omer she'eino elo l'zecher ba'alma. Right? V'hochin ha'sikma b'duchta b'menachay. Stam meimah mani yomi v'lo mani shvui. Omar, zecher l'mikdashu. What does it mean zecher l'mikdashu? And so what, so what? So zecher l'mikdashu, why don't you do it right? V'afishan ha'monin yomi mushruos minu gubi adeno. Ava latino zman ein lanu. Okay, that's one. All right, so he's answering his first question. I'll tell you something else. If it's Zechel HaMikdash, so why do you make a bracha? If he's telling me that it's only Zechel HaMikdash, so that's why you're moni yomim and you're not moni shvuas. So why make a bracha then? It's only Zechel HaMikdash Balma. Correct? Yeah, a lot of you see, like for instance, Zechel HaMikdash, you just mentioned before Zechel HaMikdash, by Emaftir Nachar Achamas Afikamas, Zechel HaMikdash. I mean, okay, it's a negative, but I mean, if you're making a bracha already, so what kind of a reasoning is this that he says, Moni Yomi below Moni Shavui, Omar Zechel HaMikdash? So how do they do with Man HaMikdash? So if you're going to tell me it's just a mice of Zechel HaMikdash, so in a house, when you build a house, you leave an Amar Lama. And everybody. I mean, if it's Zechel Balma, and what does it mean Zechel Balma? If you're going to tell me that Zechel HaMikdash is Tama Dovar, so like by Lulu, it's Tama Dovar, fine. So then, but then the takon itself should be a tzuras of the regular count like they had in the time of the Mikdash. Elamai, you tell me, it's not really the real count. Because it's just as long as you have a Zecha Balma is enough. So what do you make a bracha for? It's a problem. I'm thinking like this, and I have to do, I really should do more research on it. I'm thinking like this, that there's two concepts of Zecha L'Mikdash. That one concept of Zecha L'Mikdash is because the whole system of Yahadus is really not complete without Mikdash. So there are many practices that we cannot do because we don't have Mikdash. So, but the practices that we had in the Mikdash offer a person perfection. So therefore, The Chachamim instituted certain mitzvahs to at least through this Maisa mitzvah, at least the person can relate intellectually to the idea that existed in the time of the Mikdash. And like, for instance, I mean, the minig of Hashanah. The minig of Hashanah. They're going around the Bima. That's just the minig Balmas, not Takana. But the fact is that what is the purpose of the minig? The purpose of the minig is in order to bring back the idea that in the Mishnah and Sukkah that they went around the Mizbeach and the significance of the Mizbeach and Yofi Lachom Mizbeach and the way they used to do it, because all this brings to a person's mind the ideas of Shuva Kapara and the ideas of the Chag and the Kapara Sachag and the central themes that are missing now because of the fact we don't have Migdash. So therefore the Chachomin brought those themes back through Drabonets. Okay? I would say that Lulav is that kind of a thing. Lulav, the bullet called Shiva, is to remind the person that the system really is not complete. This whole system, the whole Simcha Sachag, Sukkot revolves around Migdash. The Simcha is really essentially, like the Rambam says, the even though Kolamayadim is Simcha, but Simcha Sukkot is the Simcha Yisera of the Migdash, the Simcha's base of Shaleva. Okay, so it was a Simcha of the Migdash. So now that we have no Migdash, so we don't really have that Simcha. So an element, an essential ingredient, essential element of the Chag is a feature, the central feature of the Chag is missing because we don't have Migdash. So Hachomim brought it back by making the mitzvah of Lulav, Kol Shiva, Zecha LeMigdash, so it brings back ideationally the Chag. At least on an ideational plane, the Chag is related to Migdash. It's related to Migdash and to the idea of Simcha. Smachnu Fnei Hashem Lakechem Shivas Yomim is Halacha. Smachtem is Halacha with the Dalad Minim. So therefore they brought back the Dalad Minim. So the Dalad Minim should be a vehicle of reminding one of the significance of Migdash, that the whole Chag revolved around Migdash, and we can't do it today. But at least ideationally you can bring back the concepts of the Chag. Concepts of the Chag should not be lost. You see? So that's one kind of Zecha. That's one kind of Zecha LeMigdash. Okay? But there's another kind of Zecha LeMigdash. The other kind of Zecha LeMigdash is like Tisha B'Av. It means Avelos. It's not because they didn't introduce the mitzvah because they wanted to give you the ideational dimension that's lacking now. But on the contrary, and it has nothing to do with that, it's a separate thing, that a person is mechuyev to be doeg and to misabel on Allah Migdash. That's something which is a mitzvah b'chol leis and b'chol zman. You have to be on a level. Like the Gemara says, not everybody can misabel on Migdash. So you have to be in Madriga to have sincerely experienced that kind of a sentiment. I mean, a person has to be on a certain level, a certain shleimus adam a person needs in order to be in the realm that really bothers him, that the Migdash is non-existent. It's a high level of human being. But a person is on that level is always misabel on the Migdash. And the chiyuv on every person is always misabel on the Migdash. You can't do it, but that doesn't mean the chiyuv is not there. Okay? So that's why you have Tisha B'Av really. So what the Balamor is saying, in my opinion, and I'm basing it on what the Balmor says later, where he mentions the idea by, let's take a look over here. So he says like this. He says, the call should show Shloshim Yom Bodom ain't an Eichel. With Sfiras HaOmer, ain't bo Zecha L'Shem HaNoah. He says, Ella la'agmas nafshenu l'chubam beis ma'avoyenu. So what do you see from him? He's talking about, when he talks about the Avelos, it's in contradistinction to when he talks about the Simcha. Simcha is a phenomenon belay. So the Sfiras HaOmer he holds is a loch and Avelos belay. It's a halacha like Tisha B'Av. That's what he holds. That actually that they that the Zechel of Migdash over here is a kium in being Mis'abal al Achorb. That's why he says over here Elal Agmas Nafshenu Lechorban Beis Mavayenu. So that means it's really a kium in which mitzvah and the general mitzvah of a person always being Doeg al Achorb. You see? But it's nothing specific with the Chag. It's not like by Netilas Lulav, they introduced Netilas Lulav is not because they wanted you to be Doeg al Achorb. No, because they wanted you to realize the dimension of Migdash in the Chag. The role that Migdash plays in the Chag, so they didn't want that idea to be lost. So that's why they introduced the Lulav. But over here they didn't introduce that for that reason. Because there's no reason to do it. Because it's not a Chag, it's a Sfira Soma is not during the Chag. Sfira Soma is all the way to Shavuot. So it's a separate thing. Sfira Soma doesn't have to do with the Kedushas HaRegel. It's a separate mitzvah. See, Lulav has to do with Kedushas HaRegel. It's part of the Regel. It's a mitzvah that's part of the Regel. But this is not. It's not Kedushas HaRegel. It's not to do with the Regel. So why did they introduce it? The answer is because Pesach demands that. The Yom Tov of Pesach demands that a person should not be satisfied with the Shat HaHachal, Lashon HaBavar Yisrael. And then the Bracha Asher Golanu, Gula demands Asher Golanu, they look forward to the next Gula, to the final Gula, the ultimate Gula. So that's part of the Chag. So therefore, they said that they were machayev a person in Sfira Sa'omer because, like he says, davo nafshenu lechorban beis mavayenu, the mitzvah, they took that mitzvah to represent as a vehicle of the kiyum b'leiv of avelus al hamikdash. That I believe is a different kind of a zechel hamikdash, different kind of zechel hamikdash. That's a kiyum in the midst of a chol yom l'sabla al hamikdash. Always, but here they grabbed this mitzvah and they used it for that purpose. Okay, so the mitzvah is a vehicle of the vehicle of the general mitzvah of l'sabla al hamikdash. Okay, so that's why now it makes sense why he says that you're not mona yomim and shavuos. Because if you would be mona, if it were a mitzvah that was like lulav, where you're trying to recreate ideationally, bring to mind, should remember the role of the Migdash, so then the contrary, you want the mitzvah kilchasa. Want the mitzvah to be kitzurasa kilchasa. But if the mitzvah is avelus, that you don't have the Migdash. So on the contrary, you should not really say it the way you did this mantra, this mantra Shabbos Migdash HaYakayim. Because you should show that you can't do it now. That you can't do it, on the contrary, that now that's the Avelus, that now you can't be Mekayim this Mitzvah Kol Chasim. That you're looking, you're Misabal on the Chorban. Unfortunately, there is no more Sfira Soma. So you can't believe that you don't have Sfira Soma. That's what the Baal HaMor says. That being the case, it's better not to. You really shouldn't be mona shavuos. You see, that's why in the end he says, that's the correct minute. Because then you're lacking. So when you're lacking, that's really the key and believe. I wish I could say this for someone the proper way. I can't do it now. So the very sphere expresses the Churban HaMikdash. You see? That's why he doesn't like the way we do it. That every night you're doing exactly the way it did in this Mash Beis HaKayim. That's not Churban. That's not. According to him, it's the Kiyum B'Lev. That's why he says you can't make Shechiyon. Because Shechiyonu is always when the mitzvah is associated with the Kiyum B'Lev of Simcha. But over here, it's an interesting thing. He shows in each case what the kiyum is. The kiyum b'leiv of simcha is mundane. It's an interesting thing. But if the mitzvah is associated with the kiyum b'leiv of simcha, then you make a shechiyon. That's one more shechiyon. That requires, that's a philosophy in itself. But I'm just trying to, that's what he holds. That's clear. That if the mitzvah is associated with the kiyum b'leiv of simcha, you make shechiyah. And Alvirus is on the contrary. This mitzvah is essentially, he says, this mitzvah, that's the purpose of the whole mitzvah. Ella, ein bo zecha l'shuma noa, ella l'agmas nafshenu l'chubim beis mavayenu. So that's why he says shechiyah is completely inappropriate. Because it's a kiyum b'leiv of avelus. And that's why you should not do the mitzvah kitzurasa. And that's why that minig is the best. He says they added, they want to show even more. But you can't go too far. See, so you want to have a minig, you want to add shavuos even more than you're supposed to be more of a zecher, it's fine. But you have to leave out something, because if you don't, then you're going to lose the whole objective of the maisa mitzvah. So according to Balamor, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvot, the Sivan al-Sirah Zahoma, is the bracha really... The bracha could have very well been Hashem Kedushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu les Abel al chobim beis mikdashenu. Same thing, but b'amal there's no difference whether you express it in terms of the maisa or whether you express it in terms of the objective. So Chazal chose to express it in terms of the maisa, but basically that's really the bracha, but the structure, that's why he says she'ein ela lezecher ba'alma. Lezecher ba'alma means when he says lezecher ba'alma, he does not mean it's less significant. What he means is that the structure of the mitzvah is different over here, because the structure is a vehicle for something else. You see? Ordinarily, in the mitzvah, the structure is the substance and the end purpose and the objective of the mitzvah. That is it. I mean, like by Nitzil's law, what's the structure of the mitzvah? That's the objective, to do this maisa. More than that is philosophy, perfection, whatever, but it's outside the realm of mitzvah. Outside the realm of halacha. Over here, what he's saying like this. He's saying over here, the performance is not endowed with the same substantial quality as it is in Shaar Mitzvahs. Because the performance is only a vehicle of the kiyum b'leiv of Lidog al HaChorban. You see? That's what he's saying. So therefore, he says, that's what his first answer. Second answer, he sees two answers for Shechiyana. One answer for Shechiyana is what I just mentioned. Namely, that you can't say Shechiyana because it's not related to a kiyum b'leiv of Simcha. But the first answer is also, Balamor, for sure, is very exact. I mean, when he wants to throw out an idea, he just puts a little comma there, another phrase. So he has two answers here. The first one is, the first answer, he says, Avalatinos man ein lanu. That's one answer one. The O is the second. But what's the first answer? The first answer is, that you can't make a bracha of zman where there's no substance to the mitzvah. Where there's no substance to the mitzvah. The only time you can make a bracha of zman is where there's a substance to the mitzvah. But over here, it's only lezecher ba'alma. He's not making light of it, because you make a bracha, so you can't make light of it. But he's saying the structure itself is not endowed with real objective substance, because it only functions as a vehicle for something else. So therefore, the structure is frail from a logic standpoint. You know what I mean? It's not the end. It's not the objective of the mitzvah. So you can't make a bracha of zman where the substance is lacking. Where the maisa is not the substance. You see, that's what he's saying. In the other cases, the maisa is the tkiya shofar. That's the mitzvah. Tkiya shofar. You see, the mitzvah of picking a band. I mean, all these mitzvahs, the substance. The mice is the substance of the mitzvah. Over here, the substance of the mitzvah is belay, and the asiyah is nothing. Asiyah is just a means, a vehicle. Okay? So therefore, he says, you don't make a shechiyana where the asiyah is not endowed with halachic substantial qualities. It's just a vehicle for something else. Because then you don't make a shechiyana. That's the first answer. The second answer is, moreover, he says, The fact is that since the mitzvah is a kiyum b'leiv, and kiyum b'leiv is avelus, so you can't say the shechiyana and the avelus are tied to the sasri. But he's not making light of it. Because if you make light of it, you can make a bracha. He's just saying it's a bracha on a different type, on a different mitzvah. The mitzvah b'chol yom, the sabal al-achorban. Why do they do it over here? Because Pesach is really is the Gula Gula Rishona, and now that's Shira Hadasha, and the future is Shira Chadash. So therefore, you have to. Yom Tov of Pesach brings to mind the Avelus of the Chorban. I mean, that a person should be a Shoef, should have a She'ifa for the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So that's why so Sfira Soma was used as a vehicle. That's then he has to be going al chum. That's what I think. I think it's two different zechel and mikdash. Is a zechel and mikdash which is a replication of mikdash. That's one kind of zechel and mikdash. That's like by lulav. And there's a zechel and that's mitzvah lulav. That's what is the name of the mitzvah? Lulav. What is zechel and mikdash? That's the tamadala. But there's a zechel and mikdash which is not based upon the mitzvah sachag. It's not an extension or an enhancement of mitzvah sachag to recreate the chag. Something's lacking in the chag. No. It is the mitzvah b'chol yom, the sabal alachum. And they chose this mice as a vehicle of that mitzvah. That's a mitzvah b'chol yom, every day of that mitzvah. Nothing special between Pesach and Shavuos. You don't have that mitzvah anymore during Pesach and Shavuos during the rest of the year. Every day you have a Yerachir. Even on Yantif is a Yerachir. B'nei V'eshlek V'atchilo. Avelos. So you always have that fear. You don't think that. The Chachamim decided that this is the appropriate time to institute that mitzvah. To give that mitzvah a certain tzura. That's what the Baal HaMa'ar thought. Let me just reiterate. Zecher ba'alma is not in terms of chovas on mitzvah. It's just like any other drabbana. It's not ba'alma. Otherwise, we'd make a bracha. It is ba'alma in terms of the maisa. The maisa does not have the significance halachically of other maisa drabbana. Because it's only a vehicle to a further kingdom. That's what the Baal HaMa'ar said.
Yeah.
It would seem to me that according to the Baal HaMa'ar, if you forget a night, you could definitely make a bracha. Because when could you say the Svara, like the Rav mentioned the Svara, Rav didn't like Minchas Chinuch Svara, I think it's every night a mitzvah, or it's one big mitzvah. Obviously, every night is a mitzvah. But the Rav said that the Chakir is like this, that you can't count. The reason why if you miss a night you can't go on is because if you miss a night you can't count, because you can't count 1, 3, 8, that's not counting. Counting means in order, consecutively, and once you miss, that's it. So you can't be a counter, you see. So that's where it makes sense. That's where it makes sense if the mitzvah is counting. If the substance of the mitzvah is to count. However, if the counting is just a vehicle for the kiyum b'lev v'avelus, it doesn't seem, I do not believe that it'll make a difference if you miss the day. Because you can't start qualifying. You see, you can only qualify something if it's the substance of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to count, and I can qualify. You can't count because you missed yesterday, so that's not a way to count. You understand? But if the counting is merely a vehicle for a kiyum b'lev, so you didn't count properly. So what? But the counting is not really the substance of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the kiyum b'lev of lido galachorban. So you can't. There's no reason to be didactic in the ideas of counting. The ideas of counting are not the substance of the mitzvah, just a vehicle. So you didn't count properly. It doesn't matter. The whole thing, the counting is just a vehicle for the chovin abayas. See, I would say that, but I can't prove it. What? It would seem to me when the structure is not the substance of the mitzvah, you can't be didactic in the structure. That's what I'm just saying. It seems to me. It doesn't seem to me, according to the Baal HaMa'ar, that what you did yesterday would make a difference today. See, it's the mitzvah to count, so what you did yesterday has very, very important significance, because that's really the substance of the mitzvah. But if the substance of the mitzvah is a kiyum of Sabal al-Khurban, Every, you know, as now there's a key field every day to Mesavala Lachor, and that's the mitzvah. So what we did yesterday doesn't matter today anymore. Doesn't
seem my
sister. In other words, in terms of the Zechel HaMikdash, it doesn't enhance the Zechel HaMikdash anymore. If he's counting right, if he's counting wrong, it doesn't make any difference. So the mitzvah every day is to be Mesavala on the Mikdash through a mice of Sfira. But you have to, it doesn't have to be a real counter. What do I care what he did yesterday? That's only good. What he did yesterday is only good. You're telling me the essence of the thing is count. So now today's count doesn't work. Because I'm marking off days. I'm actually marking off days. So how could I mark off today if I didn't mark off yesterday? I have no right to do that. But if the marking off is not really the mitzvah. You understand? There's no kiyum in the count itself. It's just that every day your machui is to be doing al Chorban via Maisa Sfira. So what does it make yesterday? If I missed yesterday, so what? That would be good as Maisa Beis Midrash at the time. But today it doesn't make any difference. Like, why should a Chum be Misakin? A Chum wouldn't be Misakin has to be a real count. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. To me, it's amazing. I think according to the Baal Mor, if you miss a day, so it seems that would pressure you and you keep on going. I mean, according to the Baal Mor, if the person doesn't know this, he's not Makai in the mitzvah, because it's a key and belay. So according to my mark, if you don't know his idea, if you don't know this idea, you're not Yetzirah. You see, it's like the Balamar says, mitzvah l'bim miyami mitzvah l'mishvili. I mean, why does it matter? It doesn't matter. It's really a key and belay of avelas ala chorban al yidei maisa shel sfira. So it's a maisa of sfira. You could say, you tell me it's not a mice of Sfira Soma, because I missed yesterday. It doesn't make any sense. Certainly a mice of Sfira Soma. But you could say, if you're telling me I'm marking off days, you'd say you can't mark off this day because you're not there. That's one thing. But if it's not marking off days, it's simply a mice of Sfira. I don't even care how you count. I mean, it's not reproduced the way that they used to count. You don't have to count Shavuos. And because on the contrary. So it's just a mice of Sfira. It's a mice of Sfira. It doesn't seem to me that a Maisa Sfira would make any difference what he did yesterday. Every day is a field to do a Maisa Sfira and to use the Maisa Sfira as a vehicle of being Doeg al HaChorban. That would seem clear to me that according to Obama it wouldn't matter if he missed that. Again, the Baal HaMor seems to be in contradiction. Because he says like this. He says that by what's in between the bracha of the Sukkah and the bracha over here, so when it comes to Sukkah, he says, why is it that by Sukkah you're not Mavarech? Because that bracha is really based upon what's the machayev of that bracha? It's bo mikoch yom tov sheni, which is rabbanon, and shmini atzeres is really what is deraisa. So the rabbanon can't be dealt with the deraisa. But over here it says it's the reverse, because sfira soma is bo mikoch what yom tov rishon, which is deraisa. So right, and yom tov sheni is only rabbanon. So over here you see clearly over here that he's not saying it's a Zecha Balma. Zecha Balma, so I would say Zecha Balma connected Yom Tov Sheni, so on the contrary, Yom Tov Sheni is more significant than Zecha Balma.
Again, the problem in the Baal HaMor is first he's telling us only a Zecha Balma, which means there's no kiyum in the Amira, in the Sphira, the kiyum of the kiyum belayv of Zecha Lamigdash. Masha'inikain Sha'ar mitzvah, the kiyum is the asiyah itself. That's what that was the chilek. Is the kiyum in the asiyah some mitzvah, or the kiyum is the kiyum belayv, and the asiyah is only a vehicle? So first he's telling us that the sphere of Soma is a kiyum belayv, and the actual sphere is just Zecha Balma. So if that's the case, so when I have the first night, so now the question is, on the first night, why don't I say the bracha should be nidchis? Just like the bracha by Sukkah Shvi is nidchis on Shmini Atzeres. So why don't I say over here also is nidchis? So over here he says no, because it's bomikoch the raisa. I mean, it could be it's bomikoch the raisa. What does it mean? But basically, it's a zecher. It's not only it's a drabbon which is weaker, because he says himself it's not roy to say shechayano on it, because there's no kiyum in the sphere per se. The kiyum is a kiyum belayv. And now he's telling me that it's more chashiv than Yom Tov Sheni Drabbanan. I mean, it's a tatar sasra. That's the problem in the Baal HaMor. It's a funny thing. Then later he says that, and then now take a look at the next one. Vim bunalis par beis sfiris, and if you count 2 days, misafek nimtza sfira shniya moshechas ed yom tefrishin shalatzaras. So it'll come out that the night of Shavuos he'll be counting 49. Va'osi lizulzuli bi yom tef deraisa. So then there'll be mizalzul in yom tef deraisa. And over here, if you count the first night when it's yom tef derabanan, so you're not afraid there'll be mizalzul in yom tef derabanan. A lot of times the Gemara says it's the opposite, that the chacham asachizul is v'rem yesem shaltara, and they're more afraid of zulzul in yom tef derabanan than deraisa.